still can make me feel that way. The Beach, our lost classic for a Wednesday morning from Neil Diamond and September Morn. Song went to number 17 back in 1980 for Neil. Great tune. It's coming up on 20 minutes after 9. We've got some special guests to get to and some tickets to give away coming up in moments. But first up, let's update the weather forecast for you. The weather brought to you this time around by Coco Ford, offering an incredible buying experience, top-notch service, and unbeatable deals. Coco Ford, the fastest growing dealership in Brevard on West King Street in Coco, or online at CocoFordFL.com. For today, looking actually pretty nice. Partly to mostly sunny, the high gets up to 69. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy overnight, the low down to 57. Certainly better than it was last night. And for tomorrow, again, pretty nice day. Partly sunny, and things warm up nicely for tomorrow. The high gets up to 74. Right now, mainly clear skies and sunshine at the beach house, and it is 58 degrees. And we welcome in a couple of guests here this morning, Mike McBride and Tisha Hill. And they are the chair and co-chairs of the upcoming Whiskey in the District. And Mike, we were just reminiscing about the fact that we did this on the very first one back a number of years ago.
Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Indeed.
I had a dozen roses for you, but my dog Whiskey Tango ate them before I came. So,
all right, I'll forgive you.
So I'm going to have to treat your listeners instead.
Okay.
Got a lot of fun coming up this Saturday. Whiskey in the District in the O'Galley Arts District, where we shut down Highland Avenue, among other things, and put out whiskeys galore. We've got over 60 whiskeys coming from across the state, different distilleries and distributors. A lot of excitement because this event has just grown each time that we've done it. Besides that, we've got the Vault Experience, where we've got a high-end curation of fine whiskeys by Jim Farish, who is renowned whiskey guru from Cellars by Mansion. We've got brand new, the Bourbon Bunny VIP Lounge.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It is fun. This is for our VIP ticket holders. And, you know, there might be some two-legged bunnies walking around during this thing. It'll be a lot of fun. And we've got live music from Rios Rock Band. I mean, they're amazing.
Great band. And Frank is such a nice guy, too.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. They're really good. And they're helping to support us, like all of our sponsors this year. So I want to hand it over to Tisha, who is my co-chair, and without her, I'd be going nuts right now. So,
thanks, Mike. So we definitely want to thank our sponsors that have helped make this event possible this year. We have Raymond James on US 1, just north of NASA. There's a few of them. Platinum Roofing, Northborough Builders, and Relentless. Myers Landscaping, Satellite Family Dentistry, and American Air and Heat.
Now, you're one of those, because you're with Raymond James.
I am.
I mean, why did you support this event in such a big way?
Well, I'm a lifer. I've been on the Space Coast for over 35 years. I've been here since I'm a Palm Bay High graduate. And love O'Galley, love seeing the growth, the culture of it. And,
You probably like whiskey, too.
I do like whiskey. I have grown to like it. Mike has helped me with that the last couple of years. So last year was actually my first time being involved with Whiskey in the District, and my second year on the board, but this was my first year sponsoring it because it is just an honor to see the event grow and become what it has become. It's going to be really exciting this year.
And speaking of sponsors, I mean, we have to give a shout out to Beach 98.5.
Absolutely.
Because
Thank you guys.
Been with us from the very beginning. Whiskey Wednesdays is a tradition that we started with you We're proud of that, and we're so thankful for your participation in this.
Well, much appreciated, and I'm sure this will continue as a long-term relationship because I don't see this event going anywhere anytime soon. Of course, you were off for a couple of years during the COVID thing.
We don't like to talk about that, Eric.
Just so people know that it had, you know, there was a time when there was a little bump in the road, let's put it that way. But we're back on track and looking forward to this year's Whiskey in the District, and it is this Saturday in the O'Galley Arts District. And boy, the district, Mike, is growing leaps and bounds, too.
Yeah, it is. A lot of exciting things happening there. It would have been a little quicker in happening if, you know, the things that came after the pandemic, like, you know, supply chain issues and labor costs and all that, they slowed down some of the developments that are planned for that area. But, you know, we're helping that area transform while keeping its historic character. And, of course, it's got its eclectic artistic charm, which is pretty much our centerpiece. We're the only arts district in Brevard, so we're proud of that.
Absolutely, and so you should.
And we've got a few tickets left online at whiskeyinthedistrict.com. So don't wait too long. Don't expect that you can go to the check-in on Saturday and find a ticket. You know,
it will sell out.
We've got a couple of categories that there's one or two tickets. We've got a lot of Highland passes left, which we're going to go ahead and give away four of those today.
Wow.
So,
cool.
I mean, we're basically giving away a whiskey party to whoever your lucky listener is going to be.
All right. Well, I'm going to take the ninth caller on the beach line. How's that? Does that work for you?
That's awesome.
242-9850 is the number. His phones are already ringing, and I'll answer it as soon as we wrap this up and get to our winner. Mike, Tish, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
To seeing you all this Saturday, and we'll have a little taste of whiskey together.
Always a pleasure, Eric.
Thank you, Mike. All right, coming up, I've got Tina Turner on the way, and we'll do that after we take care of this.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia.